joining us here on the Neutral Zone. I am Phil Milani, joined as always by my partner in crime, my esteemed colleague. The best way to describe this person is my everything. It's at Eric Dalal.
Put those dubs up, Phil.
Do you eat a W?
No.
Get hungry.
We're still riding high after the Broncos' first victory of the season. We want another one.
Yeah. Once you get a little taste, you want the whole meal.
Want seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like kind of like if you're at a cocktail party and they're walking around with something.
Ooh.
And you're like, oh, would you like one? And you're like, yeah. And it tasted good.
Little charcuterie?
Yeah. And then the rest of the time you're waiting for that person to come back around because you're so hungry. Hopefully the Broncos don't have to wait too long, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice and hungry.
We'll see. Yeah. You stay hungry so you don't have to get hungry.
That makes sense?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Kind of like once you're in your home, right, and you purchase a beautiful work of art from Ben Swanson to hang on your wall. You got to get another one.
You're hooked, yeah, the art's hooked, and then you're hooked
by the art.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You just say, hey, we got to find a way to get another Ben Swanson original on our wall. Yeah.
Ben Swanson, of course, is joining us here in studio, back from Chicago. The local authorities there had to use a crane, and they got him off the bean.
I clearly did not listen to the podcast.
You don't need to listen.
It happened.
You are stuck on top of the bean after eating too much deep dish pizza. And
that's why the
little
beans
crane.
Under construction.
A crane. Yeah, they had to do some renovations.
I heard your camera's still up there. Is that true?
Well, it's a time lapse. I'm doing the whole
year.
Yeah,
yeah.
GoPro.
Got it.
Yeah,
the whole year.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to record, though.
Yeah.
It's double punched.
Tough.
It's pretty expensive to have the crane come out for you, you know. So,
no expense spared for the art.
Oh, got it.
Maybe just buy a new camera.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you back with us.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed Monday's show.
That's okay. That seems to be a theme here.
Yeah, it's a hard one for me. Hard to hit those Mondays for me.
Yeah, a little case of the Mondays.
Yeah.
Well, we got a nice show today. It's Thursday, and we're ready to rock and roll. Guess who's going to be joining us on the show?
Who?
Just guess.
Ben Swanson.
Who's the most talked about person on this Broncos team this week?
Matt Henningsen.
Nick Bonito.
Oh, sorry. Matt was last week.
That was last week, yeah. Matt Henningsen.
Nick Bonito?
We didn't tell you we get to the YouTube comments. There was a nice comment there about the interview with Matt Henningsen.
Oh, okay.
You hater.
I'm not a hater.
We got Nick Bonito this week, though.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, fresh
Swanson's
off
got goosebumps
a nice
there.
2.5 sack performance. He was like, I got to get on the neutral zone.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to talk to him, but he came up to me in the locker room and was like, hey, can I please get on the show?
Yeah.
And I was like, have your people talk to my people. We'll think about it. And then we got it arranged.
He's earned it.
We got it arranged.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, you're a big deal now, so let's do it. So I'm sure after this interview, it's just going to continue.
It's, you said 2.5 sacks?
2.5 sacks last week.
Yeah.
3.5, I believe, on the year.
That's true.
5 QB hits. I kind of know what's going on. What's going on.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Thank
Where
you.
Where do you go to college?
Thank you. Oklahoma.
Nice.
Yeah. Ever heard of Jamar Gaines?
What?
No.
Jamar Cain.
Oh, man, I was so good. I was doing so good, and then I just lost it.
You want to explain who that person is?
Yeah, that was Benito's pass rush coach at Oklahoma. Came in and is now an assistant coach here.
Yeah. So are you telling me you don't know the name?
Jamar Cain. Jamar Cain. Of course I know. What are you talking? I was just sort of, it was like a reverse.
It was a good one.
Yeah,
it was
just
a good
to
test.
See. Because obviously I know.
Obviously, yep.
But just testing you.
They think anybody could do this job. That's what the fans think, and it's not true.
You got to stay sharp.
Yep.
You can't have this kind of timing and the kind of edge that this show has. That takes years.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I was going to ask. I think it's we're getting close to apple picking season, aren't we?
Yeah, very close. Yeah, I mean, it is the season.
It is the season. Swanson, when you go out there, you know, Benito did 2.5 sacks against the Bears. How many sacks of apples do you pick?
Took a while to get there, but it was nice.
Well, you were busy getting coaches' names wrong, so it took me a second.
Oh, got it.
2.5 would be a bad day for me.
Oh, really?
Too many?
Too few.
Oh,
too few.
Five bags or more.
A big sack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you put that in the...
you ever do a strip sack?
We do the cider.
The F-1550, and you
roll out of that orchard.
You can just kind of drive through the lanes and just reach out your window, right?
Oh, because yeah, just
pull it's so
out.
Jacked up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a parade, you know, just handing out apples
down
the street.
You do a cider, or what do you do?
You pick them, and then you give them out.
Yeah.
Got it.
You do some pies?
Kind of like an Apple Robin Hood situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're stealing from the orchard and giving to the poor.
Greedy orchard.
The corrupt orchard.
Taking down big orchard.
Orchard hates this man.
One weekend at a time.
It makes it an angry orchard.
Yeah. Not a sponsor, but could be.
It might not want to be.
So, yeah, Nick Menino's going to be on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
It's going to be nice. We'll, of course, talk about the pass rush.
Yep.
Where this Broncos pass rush, you know, going to play.
Pass rush.
It's going to play a big role this week.
Big role
against Zach Wilson.
Ooh.
Get some pressure on him. Mm-hmm. Maybe get some turnovers cooking.
Apple turnovers.
If you really think about it, all comes back to Apple. It's all at Apple.
It's harvest season, baby.
Just do it.
It's very a terminal theme here on the show.
I think we'll just title this one The Neutral Zone.
Apples.
The Autumn episode.
Yeah, Autumn. Or just Apples. Yeah.
People
like them apples?
People probably click it.
The SEO. People just searching apples. Yeah.
People looking for apples? Boom.
Yeah.
Like, what's
we'll
this?
Discuss, yeah, yeah.
Who is it's Nick like, Bonito?
Where to peep the fall colors?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we'll talk about. No, we'll talk about Nick Bonito.
All right. Anything else we're going to talk about?
Let's get cooking. The second topic, which obviously is not nearly as important.
No, well, it would be first if it were important.
Correct. The second topic will be how Russell Wilson, this Broncos offense, will be able to combat the front seven of the New York Jets.
Woo.
Oh, yeah.
The gangrene machine.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do you think that Quinnen Williams, you know, he's probably pumped up for this one, huh?
Why? Just, why is he pumped up for this one over?
Well, he gets pumped up for all of them, yeah. But I bet that he's going to be pumped up this week. And
I bet.
Quincy Williams,
yep.
Pumped up.
Yep.
C.J. Mosley, pumped. Who are some of the other guys that you think may be pumped up?
I think, yeah.
Maybe some people are saying they're pumped up.
Yeah. Maybe Jermaine Johnson.
Jermaine Johnson, pumped.
Yeah.
Swanson, who else is pumped? Okay.
Well,
yep.
Michael Carter.
Yeah.
All two of them.
They got a couple of Michael Carters. Yeah.
One plays corner, right?
Yeah.
One plays running back. So not really front seven, Swanson.
Yeah.
You can keep up.
All right. Try to keep up. Yeah. Maybe some applesauce, Gardner. You think he's pumped?
They got a good defense, Phil.
Yeah, they got a good defense. That's going to be they
Robert
a problem.
Sala,
they a problem.
He gets after people.
Yeah. He, you know, like Sean Payton, he likes to do the game plan with candlelight. Uh-huh. Salah does it with, he's just doing curls the whole time. He's just like, yeah, I'm up there, you know, 1 a.m. doing curls and coming up with a defensive game plan. We're doing third down, you know, just 1,001. Kind of like an Anchorman situation.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see.
Is a game plan heavy?
Pumped up. Yeah, heavy. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sean did say they were heavy.
They are heavy. He said that. Yeah. What do you think he meant by that? He kind of tried to explain. Yeah, they're heavy everywhere.
Like they're
heavy.
There's
no leaky yardage. No. I think he said leaky yardage.
They are a fundamentally sound defense. But, Phil, that seems like a topic for later in the show.
That's not our most important topic. That's for sure.
So we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. This is an interactive show, Eric. So before we get into the meat of it, let's have a little introduction to that.
Yeah, maybe like an appetizer.
Yeah, more of an appetizer.
Appetizer.
An apple teaser. How can NZ Nation get involved?
Gosh, there's a lot of ways, Phil. You could leave a voicemail at 707-NEUTRAL. Spoiler, we got a couple of those coming down the pike.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You could...
A dessert, if you will.
Exactly, a little crumble.
Yeah.
A little galette.
Yeah. Ooh, I like galette.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
You could leave an email at neutralzoneshow@gmail.com. You could send us a tweet /X directly on X /Twitter at Eric Delisle with an A, at Phil Milani with a PH. Non-traditional spelling.
Of course not.
You could go meet Ben Swanson in the Old Orchard, or Phil, you could do our favorite way, and that's to go to the Broncos official YouTube page, find the Neutral Zone. Leave a comment, and we'll read it right here on the air.
Right now. Jake Sokol, I decided to watch this instead of listen, and I regret it. I had a vision in my head of what you all look like, and this doesn't match it.
Ooh.
Yeah, what do you think?
What do you think? We were too handsome, think? I think.
I think that, yeah, maybe that is a problem.
He was too distracted.
Often,
he couldn't even focus on the analysis.
Yeah.
No, you don't know. What Jake, do you think? Jake, how about you just value us for our opinions and not how great we look?
How do you think, our voices, what kind of a person do you think is attached to this type of voice?
Yeah, it probably, for you at least, it's surprising to see 1.5
people. Yeah, for sure. That was probably shocking.
Yeah. Probably
like,
expected.
Whoa. Yeah. So, Cindy H303 needed some laughs and positive. Cindy.
Not Sydney.
Who's that? Cindy. Needed some laughs and positive vibes this week, and y'all delivered. Yeah, that's true. We do that all
laughs,
the time. The
vibes?
Wambo de Jambo. Hey, Phil, I like your cut, G. That's what he says. I'm just reading it. I'm just reading it. Not my words. He says, I like my haircut because last week we were talking about the hairline.
Oh, yeah. It looks better this week.
You think it looks better?
It does.
The hairline doesn't change week to week. The comb.
No.
The comb.
The comb maybe is hiding comb. The line then.
Comb change. I don't know.
It's still back there.
Oh, it doesn't look good?
The hair looks good.
Wow. Somebody commented on the post-game show, Eric, and said that Eric has a nice head of hair. That was a comment.
Well, there are a lot of Eric fans out there in Chicago.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Chicago's Big Ten
maybe they came down
NFL
from Northwestern,
team.
From Evanston, just came on down and just, enjoyed a nice contest.
Just up the road.
Yeah. Zach Corolla Art. Corolla Art. I tried. I came here for the hairline talk. Who's probably enjoying this episode as well. Second comment from Zach. Get out of here, Mayo Man.
Oh, yeah, Mayo Man was a little grumpy.
Yeah, was a little bit grumpy.
Can't remember why. But
yeah, I don't think they liked the everything part of it. So get out of here, Mayo Man. You only wish you were Ben Swanson's everything.
No one is.
Yeah, do you think that Mayo Man, what do you think?
I'll pass. Could,
wow, more of a mustard man. So Donnie Dijer, I appreciate your interview with Matt Henningsen. She writes here that she had a little bit of an accident this offseason, led to some problems with a brain bleed, which, of course, Matt Henningsen just had a paper that was published talking about how he's helping doctors work with brain bleeds. And she was like, hey, knowing a member of the Broncos football team has done some amazing research that could help someone like her is amazing. And also could also help some football players down the road, too. So
And I
she appreciated that.
I learned no ligaments in the brain.
Yeah, last of course. You're confused. Always learning something. You know what I mean? And then back to Captain Mayo here, guys. My everything, give me a break.
Come on, Mayo boy.
Mayo boy does not like that. I don't know. So let's see. Any other good ones here? Oh, shout out. This is from Brady Johnson.
Okay.
Shout out to Swanson for putting up with these two's tomfoolery and shenanigans.
Someone's got to do it.
Shenanigans.
Thanks, Swanson. Thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah.
Someone has to do it.
Yeah. So, and then a lot of comments about how the Broncos could use a win, and they got it.
They got it.
So we're rocking and rolling now. Eric, let's get into our first topic here, and that's about the pass rush.
Yeah.
How'd you feel the Broncos deciding to move forward from Randy Gregory? And now all of a sudden it's going to be the Nick Bonito and Jonathan Cooper show.
I like it. The Bonito show.
The Coop-Nito show.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Nick and John, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, Phil, as Sean Payton said the other day, Wednesday, there were a variety of reasons why the team decided to move forward from Randy Gregory. But among them, he said that Jonathan Cooper and Nick Bonito were just playing at a higher level. You want to play the best players, the guys that are performing. And I think it's a credit to both those guys that the team is – confident enough in them to make this move and to allow them to move forward as the guys. And I think Nick Bonito in particular has really impressed me in terms of how he's taken a step forward this season. He looks faster off the edge, maybe reacting a little bit more quickly. He's gained some size, which I think he's using to his advantage. And you see the pass rush traits that the Broncos saw when they drafted him last year.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, he has really made a leap, I think, from year one to year two here. Bigger, stronger. I mean, you could see that affecting him. And then just more comfortable. You know, he's able to identify things a little bit better, I think. And he's having an impact on games. You know, obviously the strip sack was huge last week. You know, without that, who knows what happens, because that really was like sort of like the hammer there. Like, hey, the comeback, where this game's tied now. And all the momentum was on the Broncos' side. So, yeah, I mean, I do think that it puts a lot of pressure on him now. You know, like, whoa, all of a sudden now it's like I'm the guy now. And so there's more pressure on him. I think also Baron Browning returned to practice this week as he works his way off IR. And Frank Clark trying to get healthy. Did something
happen? He's on PUP, but it's
similar. He was from PUP?
Not from there. He's 21.
Yeah, I know he's got a 21-day window.
That's true.
Let's go. Maybe Mr. Browning will come back soon, and Mr. Clark can come back soon, and then this pass rush unit will be complete.
Dun dun dun. Dun. Yeah, I
PUP. Nick PUP. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
PUP.
Pup.
Pup list.
Sponsor. What is it? What sound does a pup make?
He was physically unable
to perform
his duties as a pass rush specialist.
Right. He's a specialist?
I think so.
Okay.
Would you say?
Sure.
He has a certain set of skills.
That's right.
Yeah.
Make things very painful.
Yeah. And he tries to find the quarterback.
He talked about that in terms of taking a step forward and not letting it be kind of a one game performance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He said that?
We'll get to it a little later.
We'll get to that, huh?
I've listened to the interview, of course. So
of course you have.
That's how I know.
Yeah.
I think it's a good opportunity for Nick, and it takes guys a lot of times a whole year to figure it out and make that jump. And year one to year two, we talk so much about that's when guys make a jump. Well, we saw that with Nick, and he's got to keep it going. I think in the run game, got to continue to improve there, setting the edge. You know, we heard in Miami, right, that the Broncos didn't do such a great job of that. There were times against the Bears. I think it probably popped up again. You're going to have to do that this week against a good Jets run game.
Breece Hall.
We saw him break one last year against the Broncos before he suffered that injury. So the run game is, again, I think still a focus for Nick Bonitto, but
most definitely
has pass rush talent. Jonathan Cooper has that kind of relentless motor that you would maybe expect from a late round draft pick that just goes, tries to make every single play. And then I do think with Baron Browning coming back, like you mentioned, whenever that happens, he had
pup list.
Yep. He had 5 sacks last year. Looked, he's got kind of that twitchiness off the edge.
Ooh, you like to see some twitch.
Some twitch.
Yeah.
And then I think Frank Clark gives you the veteran presence. I feel like he'll come up big in big moments. I'm sure he's excited. I obviously want to get back this week, but Kansas City on the horizon, I'm sure he's excited and motivated to play well back there. So, you know, I think the Broncos pass rush doesn't have maybe the big names anymore. I mean, obviously Frank Clark is still a big name, but does it have kind of the big name that it did when you signed Randy Gregory to a big deal? Not necessarily, but it has guys who have been productive and who were, as Sean Payton put it, just playing at a higher level. And so you roll with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about Sean Payton is that it doesn't matter where you were drafted or how you came to Denver. Now that you're here, the best guys are going to play. And, you know, he said that all offseason long. You know, that's sort of a philosophy of his. And you've seen that work with, like, Jaleel McLaughlin already a couple touchdowns this season. And now you're seeing that again, like, hey, I don't care. Randy Gregory was a big free agent signing from a couple of years ago. If Nick Bonitto is playing better, if Jonathan Cooper is playing better, then we're going to roll with those guys. And so clearly doing that. I agree. Maybe not the star power, but if you're still getting the production, then what does it matter?
Right.
Then Nick Bonitto was the first pick for the Broncos, not this past draft, but the one before that. And so he has the ability to become that star power. And obviously the Broncos, you know, that year had so many limited draft picks. So the fact that they used their first one on Nick Bonino means that they saw something there.
Oh, definitely.
And obviously bringing in Jamar Cain. I think maybe just having some familiarity there in the coaching staff. I think that there's something about that that gives you a little bit of confidence or helps get the message connected a little bit better or something like that. But I would imagine coming out of college and coming to the pros, going up against a grown man at a tackle there, it's got to be significantly different than the college game. So for some guys like a Von Miller or something, that transition happens a little bit faster, but that doesn't happen for everybody. And you got to keep working at it. You got to keep growing. And we've seen that from Nick Bonino.
Yeah. And in fairness, Von was a second pick.
And he's a freak of nature. So you can't be like, do what Von does.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do that. No one can.
That's true.
So you can't really
see he's developed into a good player.
He has.
The Broncos pass rush obviously was a topic of conversation after week one when they did not get any pressure on Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G.
Since then, it's been better. And, you know, you still got to be better in the run game there. But even when the Broncos defense was struggling a little bit against the Bears, there were still a couple of sacks there where you're at least putting them in these long second down situations, long third downs. Got to be able to hold them there. And, you know, we'll see if a Justin Simmons comes back, a Josie Jewell. Those things, I'm sure, would help get guys off the field on third down. But Nick Bonito and Jonathan Cooper, I think, are doing their jobs. And excited for the opportunity they have this weekend because Zach Wilson, you know, he played a good game against the Kansas City Chiefs this last week.
He did.
But he holds the ball. He's up there, I think, in the top four in amount average time to throw the football. So he'll give you a chance.
Russell Wilson's up there too.
Yeah.
But he's scrambling around and doing a lot of different things.
You know, last year against the Jets here in Denver, Zach Wilson gave the Broncos some chances. There was, I think, one where he like ran backwards. He might have even fumbled it, but I think he recovered.
Back to back plays.
So maybe you get an opportunity. The key will be when you get those, you got to take advantage of
capitalize.
Them, force a turnover, get a takeaway like you did against the Bears. I don't think there's any luck involved that you win the turnover battle against the Bears, you end up winning the football game.
And, most definitely.
I think the same thing will be true probably this week against the Jets. If you can win the turnover battle and, you know, your pass rush can force Zach Wilson into some mistakes and Russell Wilson and the offense can play clean on the other side, you got a really good chance, I think, to win this football game and get back to 2-3.
Yeah. No, most definitely. There should be plenty of opportunities here, but Jets do have some playmakers.
Of course.
You know, Breece Hall returning back to Denver. Of course, tore his ACL as a rookie here in Denver. So he's coming back. Garrett Wilson on the outside, the offensive rookie of the year last year.
Good player.
Good player. PS2 will have his hands full there, I think. So they've got some weapons. So it's going to be a good test here. So would you like to hear from Nick Bonino?
Let's do it.
Okay, here's my interview with the Broncos starting pass rusher. All right, Nick, how did things feel last week out there? It seemed like you were having a lot of success.
Yeah, I felt good just knowing what was coming and just playing fast, playing hard. It felt good.
Have things slowed down a little bit for you this year?
Yeah, I would say so. A little bit more comfortable with, you know, just knowing what offenses are running and, you know, how to attack it and stuff like that. So
more of a film study type of thing then? That's been the biggest difference for you this year?
Yeah, I would agree.
How much of a impact has it been for you having a guy like Jamar Cain here?
Yeah, he's been real good. Just, you know, always having a pass rush plan for us every week, knowing, you know, what type of guys we're facing, what they like to do and stuff like that. So,
for you, how far ahead do you feel like you are now compared to where you were, say, this time last year?
Definitely a lot. Just mentally, just not as much guessing and thinking, just going out there and playing, so.
And this week, getting set to face the Jets here, what have you seen from Zach Wilson?
He's a good player. Obviously, he's a really talented guy. I mean, he went first round for a reason. But, you know, we have a plan for him that, you know, I think will be really good. So.
And the decision with Randy Gregory here, what was your reaction when you heard about that?
I was sad just knowing, like, the type of guy he was. You know, he's always been a guy where he's, you know, been helping me and Coop out, you know, the young guys, and just making sure that whenever a time, you know, did come like this, that we'll be ready to come and step in and be ready. So, I mean, missing the guy, it's going to be missed a lot. You know, he was a really good veteran presence in the room.
But do you read into anything there? Like, hey, maybe now coaches are expecting a bigger role from you?
I feel like just anybody in the group. I mean, whoever's out there on the field, you know, he expects us to be, you know, a playmaker. You know, no matter if it's a guy that's, you know, playing all the reps or a guy that's going in for one play, he expects, you know, playmaking ability out of everybody. So,
but when they told you you were going to start last week, what was your reaction to that?
I was just kind of shocked. But I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Randy prepared me for a moment like this. Coach prepared me for moments, and, you know, just going out there and playing the same type of football. So.
And now is a Frank Clark that kind of guy, the vet in the room, where you're continue to learn from him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just another guy with a lot of experience in this league. He's been playing a lot of ball, and, you know, he's just been, you know, great as well, just helping everybody in the room. So.
And the last one for me here, just where do you think, what's the next step for you in your game?
Just continuing to, you know, hone in on the little details, you know, continuing to, you know, play fast, play hard and things of that nature. And, you know, don't, you know, just have one good week and then be okay. You know, just keep continuing to build on that. So.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Nick, there for spending some time on the show. He had to get on. He said, I have to get on.
You have to do it.
It's all the rage in this town. Number one is Dion. Number two is the neutral zone.
Young.
Obviously.
We were number one. Dion asked to borrow it. He borrowed it.
Yeah.
At some point.
He may have it.
At some point, we'll get it back.
Yeah.
When we want it.
When. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Kind of like a rent, a short-term rental.
Yeah. And so just curious what you thought about the interview and maybe some of the specific details that you really enjoyed.
Yeah. Oh, well, again, about him talking about this can't be a one-week sort of deal. Got to move forward, do it again. That really stood out to me. I thought your questions could have been a little better.
Yeah. I'm always looking to get better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just sort of my philosophy.
A lot of room, yeah. I'd say.
You know, if I have a good episode, just like Nick, I'm like, how do I make the next one better? I got to keep growing.
Yeah.
It's just, what it's about just the, sort what of if it was a bad mentality. Episode? That doesn't happen.
Oh, okay.
So I don't, maybe when I could ask that, someone from a different podcast, I could ask him about
when it. When I watched that, I thought, you know, we got the interview, but in no way should we be content with that interview.
No, there's a lot to clean up.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with you.
Just
yeah.
Keep working on it.
How long can I celebrate the interview, would you say?
It's time to move forward.
It is.
Already.
Okay, got it. Well, let's move on to topic number two,
let's
Eric.
Do it.
The front seven from the Jets. Okay? This is a talented group. Maybe if you say you're kind of a guy who just loves statistics, Eric, you dial up the internet, you know, and you just type in some, please give me Jets defensive statistics, and they pop up on your screen. The numbers don't pop off the page, Eric, necessarily with this Jets defense, but there's a lot of talent there, and you even heard it from Russell Wilson this week saying, look, this is a good defense.
Yeah, and they played some good football teams.
They made Patrick Mahomes' life a little bit difficult last Sunday night.
Yeah, until he was just like, I'm going to go for a stroll down the field, and I'll just kind of
until he
no,
most
down.
Teams do like a four-minute drill. He does like a fourth-quarter drill.
Yeah.
That's sort of what they do.
But, you know, they've played, obviously, Patrick Mahomes. They harassed Josh Allen all night.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers.
Three interceptions, yeah, I think.
I think more.
More?
I know.
How many?
Four, maybe?
Okay.
Maybe, what is it, three? Felt like four. It was three, felt like four.
Okay.
See, fair. That's
yeah, the fumble. Is that what you were thinking?
That's what, like, that's what I was thinking. That's why it felt like four.
Yep. So they're a good unit. They're good at every level. Secondary's got good players. You talk about C.J. Mosley in the middle there. The front.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. Side
he
to
starts
side.
In the middle, but then he ends
side
everywhere.
Yeah. It was Sean Payton that said you watch their film every play, even if he's not making the tackle necessarily.
He's
in the
shot.
Picture there.
He's in the shot.
Yeah. Smart. Good optics.
What do you think about that? Sean Payton likes to look at pictures on the sideline. He's not a video guy there.
Seems to be working. Right?
It seems to work.
Yeah.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
That's true.
Sort of a philosophy there.
And so if it's fixed,
working.
Don't break it.
Swanson doesn't know about that one.
Yeah, no. He likes to break it.
Break it.
Quentin Williams, obviously, is the guy probably to know along that front.
And got a big contract?
Yep. Seems like a nice, fun-loving fellow.
He is.
Yeah.
Of course, Hard Knocks did a lot with him. Got to know him a little bit better.
Hard Knocks was there?
Hard Knocks.
Got it.
Yeah, Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
It's like if your doorbell doesn't ring, you know, work properly, you got to do Hard Knocks.
That's right.
Otherwise, no, the people inside won't know you're there.
Smart.
Yeah.
And they'll know.
Yeah. If you do Hard Knocks.
You ever do Soft Knocks, Swanson?
No. I can't deal with you too sometimes.
I will say the interesting thing about Williams is he brings pressure, obviously, from the interior, which it's a different sort of thing you have to worry about.
Can't chip. With a tight end.
Chip.
The ship lap.
Can't do that. Nope.
No
Waco.
Ship lap.
Can't go on down to Waco.
Nope. The silos.
And so much, too, I feel like Russ, when he escapes the pocket, he's like dodging that edge rusher, getting outside of him, and then that edge rusher is chasing. Sean Payton talked about, well, when you have the interior rusher, if they push your center or your guard or whoever straight back, now there's no room to step up in the pocket. Quarterback is tempted to move backwards. Obviously, right and left tackle are just trying to push their guys behind the quarterback.
Change.
And so the entire complexion of the pocket changes, and I think it just – there's been a movement, it feels like, Chris Jones – Aaron Donald, to find these guys who can provide pressure from the interior, because it just hard to step up and throw. It changes everything. And so that'll be, I'm trying to think of, obviously, Max Crosby, a great edge player. Dolphins had some talented edge guys. Washington had people all over their front.
That's a good front.
And the Jets are probably comparable to them. And so it'll be interesting to see. You know, the Broncos handled Washington's front really well in the first half and then struggled in the second half. Can they find, you know, whatever they did against Washington, is there a way to use some of that to find success against this Jets front? Because they'll make life difficult. I do think, Phil, the Broncos have shown the ability to score points. This feels like maybe a grind it out type of game.
A little bit of a low scoring one.
Yeah. I would guess that you know, maybe high teens, low 20s, and you're just trying to avoid mistakes, make plays when you can. I would imagine that taking care of the football has to be the number one priority.
Yeah.
And just staying patient.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hard to run the football on these guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be a test. And we talked about Washington's front a few weeks ago, how good they were. This is just as good of a defense.
Yeah, most definitely. And Sean Payton also with Quinnen was talking about, hey, you as a guard hope that your center – kind of can get on and turn your way. But even then, the Jets, they try to do some things to mix that up so your center can't necessarily help on him. You know, you line up a guy right over center, and then they have to engage there, can't help on Quinnen. So, that's going to be a challenge, I think, for Russell Wilson. Russ threw 3 touchdowns and no interceptions last week, kept things clean. I do think that the false starts, trying to clean that up a little bit. Hopefully being at home for this offensive line can help there, but also just cleaning up the cadence maybe a little bit. I think that then maybe the Broncos can't afford to beat themselves, I guess, and this one is a good way to put it. And just can't be moving backwards. Got to always be trying to just get yards wherever you can. And, if you're in the red zone, Russ talked about this a lot, too, this week, is making sure you score touchdowns. And the Jets, the one stat that does really pop off is the red zone defense. It's number one in the NFL.
Yeah.
So maybe score from 21.
That could be good.
You know, that's a good idea. I think, you know, maybe like get Jerry Jeudy going a little bit, I think.
Easy plays.
Yeah. I believe DJ Reed is their other cornerback, and he had a concussion. He's in the protocol.
He's a safety, isn't he?
No. Well, I was looking up their depth chart this morning.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm right, and sometimes you're wrong. And this is one of those instances.
It's both
it's
at
rare.
The same time.
It's rare.
Yep.
But it just happened, okay. So I document it. You know.
I'm glad.
Can you write down the time code, Swanson, just so I can put that into I got a little folder on my desktop. It says
3 hour mark.
Yeah, it says Phil right, Eric wrong folder.
It's empty currently, but
I got to make it. I got to make it. And just add it today. So he's in concussion protocol. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with their secondary there. Of course, Sauce, you know, last year he was on Cortland Sutton a lot, allowed Jerry Jeudy to have a big game. 7 catches, 96 yards last year for Jerry Jeudy against the Jets. So you like that?
Yeah.
No, you don't even know what I just said.
Seven catches.
Yeah. How many yards?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Go back to Chicago.
So we'll have to see what they can do. Maybe get a little bit of trickerations going on in the play calling. Some screen plays. Get Jaleel out in the edge. Ooh, he's good out there.
Yeah.
I like that. He like the touchdown that he had where he kind of stopped a little and then fired it back up. That was nice. He put
shifty.
He like turned off the throttle for a second and then put it back. He engaged it, and it was nice.
Kind of
I was
top
like,
gun.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, slow down, speed back up. That's hard to do.
It's good.
Must have been those hill runs.
The you know, climbing.
5 a.m.
That's right.
You.
Out there with
and
me.
Jaleel. Yep. Running those stairs.
And Swanson taking photos.
Swanson's out there taking photographs.
This feels like a game, Phil, where you just have to be content at times to...
Punt.
Yeah. Well, to avoid the
punt's
big...
not a bad play.
The big mistake.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be times where maybe it's just throw the ball away.
Don't force it.
Don't take the sack. And I think we've seen Russ make good decisions for the most part this year. Sean Payton has said he hasn't looked at... That's when you referenced the pictures earlier. Hasn't looked at it at all and been like, Russ, what's Russ doing here?
Yeah, no, he said he's
the
been
decision
making
it, has been good. He said he's locked in. He's playing well. You would hope this is one of those games where if it's close and your defense is able to play a little bit better than they did a week ago, that the edge at quarterback, the way those two guys are playing right now, you would hope that that's enough to get you a win.
Yeah.
Because Russ is playing really good football.
Right? He is. I believe his quarterback rating is number 3 in the NFL.
He is the only guy with at least 9 touchdowns and fewer than 2 interceptions.
He has 2 interceptions.
Or sorry, 2 interceptions or fewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it shows you that
he's locked in. He's dialed in.
The ratio is good.
That's a good ratio. Yeah. He's locked in. He's dialed.
Swanson on Twitter, bad ratio. Like where he does a tweet about it.
Yeah.
Well, we can't talk about
it. We can't talk about it.
But bad ratio?
Bad.
This is good
this
ratio.
This is good ratio. 9-2 is what you're looking for. Yeah. What
maybe they could do like 10 or 11 or 12-2. That could be good.
Ooh, yeah, that would be nice. But we've heard Sean Payton really harp on protecting the football, and this week that's going to be really important.
It's going to be, yeah. And, you know, it feels like it's going to be a close game coming down to the wire. Who can get a stop? Who can make a play? Yeah. It feels like that sort of game.
Yeah. When you have when you're facing a good defense, those games kind of tend to be like that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a slugfest.
Slugfest.
But if you get a win, Phil,
you're right back in it.
Right back in it. We can talk about the schedule.
And of course, the Chiefs
again.
Are always right there, right? When you're talking
waiting.
About
they're
just there. They're there.
They're waiting.
Yeah. Eric, should we get to a couple of voicemails?
Let's do
you
it.
You teased it, and we're delivering right now. And our first one from our good friend, Mr. Tom Agnetti.
Gentlemen. Nice to have a game this week where we just knew it was in the bag from beginning to end. Well, I know that you're familiar with sarcasm. There's a slight touch of that, but I'm so excited for a sweet victory. It basically drives my mood for the entire week. Hellman's mayonnaise is the only mayonnaise. This aioli stuff gave me a pain in my aioli when I heard that. Hellman's simply the best. 2 scoops of raisin bran. And Ben Swanson, I want to know if he's a true Bob Ross aficionado. When Bob Ross cleans his brush, what does he say he's doing with the brush? Trivia. Have a great week. I look forward to smashing the Jets. My mother used to work for Hess when I lived in New York, and she once put me in Hess Jets pajamas. There's a picture of this. And it gave me a rash. Been a Broncos fan ever since. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Tom. They're a great, great voicemail, I would say. Yeah. Recall to the Raisin Bran. Of course, you got to do 2 scoops, which is very important, I think. 2 scoops.
Very important.
You don't mess around with any other kind of cereal.
No.
And then, of course, Hellman's, we brought up as the number 1 mayo. Last week we figured out that an aioli... starts
garlic.
With garlic.
Yep.
Yeah. And so we got that in that one. And then, of course, the Jets pajamas. I didn't know where that was going to go, but he got a rash.
A rash. Yeah. Did yours clear up?
Yeah.
That's good.
I took that medication you gave me.
Okay.
Yeah. Worked for you, worked for me. Yeah,
exactly. So, yep.
Yeah. It's a good medication.
Yeah, got it from the same place, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Swanson used that to start, right? That's where you first heard about it, right?
I heard about it. Yeah. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross. Yeah.
Took Swanson, what, 10 days to clear yours?
That's why he has a beard now, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're all okay, right?
So
all
you know the Bob Ross answer, Swanson?
Yeah, what's the
Bob
Ross?
I'll be honest, I didn't know it.
Clean the brush.
Yeah, that's not what he said, though.
What did he
say? I
had
to look it up. His thing was saying, beat the devil out of it.
Oh,
so
that's
what
Bob Ross said.
So you would dip it in some kind of...
cleaning agent?
Yeah. Thinner or something. And then he would, like, smack it against this, like, this pole to dry it off. And he said, beat the devil out of it.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It got deep.
Some happy clouds? Happy trees?
Yeah, of course.
You don't want the devil
very relaxing.
Clouds.
Very relaxing, Bob Ross. Yeah, for sure. Okay, and then another friend of the program here, Brandon from Iowa, left a little voicemail here, so we'll play it now.
Aha! Let's go, fellas. Got it done today in Chicago. Super happy for the guys. Super happy for Sean Payton. First win as a Bronco. I think that there's a lot to clean up, but you know what? At the end of the day, there's a lot to clean up almost every single week. So I look forward to next week, and I look forward to seeing you guys October 29th for the Chiefs game. See you guys soon.
Thank you very much, Brandon. He mixed up the start a little bit. Not the hey, fellas. He was a little more jacked up.
He was jacked up. He still got it in there.
Hey, fellas. But it was not quite like delivered like that. He was pumped up for the win.
I think he called right after the game, so he must have just been feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Get on the phone. We'll play it. We deliver.
The way Iowa football has been playing.
Iowa. It's not been going well. Out there in Iowa.
Friend of the program?
Yeah, Kirk is a friend of the program, I think.
Yeah.
We spent some time with him two off seasons ago.
They had a special visitor at their last game.
Oh, who was that?
Can't really talk about it. Mr. Redacted from Evanston.
I didn't know. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was at the game with his kids.
Oh, okay. B1G football, you know, you guys just stick with it.
Yeah.
That's once, yeah.
But our lawyers have advised us not to talk
redacted.
Anymore
yeah,
about
we don't
that.
I don't really even know what you're talking about. Yeah, to be honest with you. All right, Brandon, thank you very much for that. A streak starts with one, Eric. So
they
got the one there. So, any shout-outs that you'd like to get to?
Oh, you could do Liz Gerald's.
Of course, a lot of community stuff, some hospital visits. Russell Wilson and Matt Henningsen, a little Badger pride going on.
Oh.
Went out there to St. Anthony's. Centura's Hospital.
Yep.
And visited with some cancer patients there. It was nice to see that. Russ always, he does a great deal with hospitals. So.
Yeah. This is the Fight Like a Bronco crucial catch game coming up for the Broncos.
Yeah.
They'll also be wearing their snow-capped helmets, Phil.
Oh, that's the one you found when you were out there.
Yeah. People forget that, but I was just out there.
You found it in the wilderness.
Wandering around.
Well, you were climbing up the side of that ice mountain.
Yeah, that ice, the classic ice
mountain.
And then
something was glowing inside.
Yeah.
You were like,
should I touch
Indiana
this?
Jones.
And I was like, yes.
Yep.
We found it. We brought it back.
And you brought it back.
They made some replicas.
I discovered.
The real one, of course, we can't really reveal where that is.
We cannot talk about that.
But
we don't want to talk
about it. Maybe Russ was going to wear it.
The real one.
Yeah.
Really?
Superpowers.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, 5 touchdowns.
Easy.
Maybe we give it to Nick Bonito.
Why step at 5? I think let's give it to Russ.
Pass it around.
Russ.
Yeah. Oh,
whoever
one
needs
on
it the
offense,
most.
One on defense.
Yeah. Well, there's only what, special teams?
What if there's a quick change, though? You know, interception, and then Russ is like, where's my helmet?
Yeah. It's kind of like like Michael's special water in Space Jam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the secret sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bugs Bunny gave that to him.
That's true.
You're Bugs Bunny in this situation.
I'll take that.
Of course you would. Bugs Bunny's tremendous.
Really, it was just all in the heart, though.
It was.
Which there's a lesson there.
If you really think about it. But this is a real helmet.
A real,
I mean,
course,
this is
yeah.
a real. Yeah.
This is actually a magic
this
helmet.
Is an actual
We're not
thing.
Just being crazy.
Yeah.
Found it in ice.
You for found Pete's it. Sake. Yeah. How old do you think it was?
Oh, my gosh. It's been there for a long time.
Yeah, centuries, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Decades, even.
Maybe even decades. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that'll give him some power.
We'll see.
All orange.
Yeah, all orange, but
all
then white.
And then white. Boom. Snow-capped. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Towering mountain ranges.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mountain ranges or mountain range?
Ooh. What do you think?
I said the mountain range is, and then I was pausing. I was going to say cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you just cool. kind of interrupted me, so that was cool. That wasn't cool. That was different.
That was really different. Yeah. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to say here? Any other shout-outs? Anything else like that? Yeah, okay. I think that was it, too.
I think that's good.
Okay. That's not a, they returned to a training camp. Yeah. They got that rolling. Yeah. I already saw the ball movement on offense. Boom, 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 boom.
He was like, ugh, MPJ I have to play 3. Basketball again.
Swish.
Wow.
Yep. It was nice.
Not that time.
I got my juices not far. I'll say that. I was like, yeah, let's go. It's good to be champs. You know, it's good. That's good. You know, we're still living rent-free in the Lakers' head. Lakers' is his head.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Lakers. Anthony Davis. He can't sleep. Jokic is in there. Yeah, that 3 that he gave him, boom.
Oh, it's still in there.
Yeah, it's still in there. Just over and over and over. So, all right, well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back on Monday breaking down this Jets game. Who knows what's going to happen?
Hopefully a dub.
Who knows what's going to happen? You start with 1?
2's next.
2 comes after that.
That's true.
Even my son knows that. 1-2. And as we mentioned, every great journey starts with the 1 step. They did that first step. It's the journey has started. Let's make it 2 steps.
Let's do it.
You can kind of do that. And then you can get up to where you are when you found the helmet.
Yeah. Got a long way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for us. For Ben Swanson and Eric Dahl, I am Phil Milani. You've been listening to
The Neutral Zone.